My name is Jakiya Patton.
My name's Royce Cano, and we're a part of the Vocal Dimensions.
Well, you're both seniors, and you're both really involved at Holland High School. Besides vocals, what are some of the things that you guys participate in?
I'm involved in sports, so I do cheer and tennis at the high school, and I volunteer at West.
So I'm a part of the tennis team. I'm a captain on that. I also do swim, but I'm also in the theater program, and we have our coming show, Wizard of Oz. And I'm also a volunteer at West Elementary for my student teaching placement as well.
For someone who's never heard of Vocal Dimensions, what exactly is Vocals?
Vocal Dimensions is a singing and dancing group under Sarah Malone, and we basically put on shows for everyone, showcasing our abilities with singing and dancing.
And Royce, this year's show is called Vocals on Broadway.
So you can expect some of your favorite Broadway songs, like from your favorite shows, like One Short Day from Wicked, Masquerade from Phantom of the Opera, and things like The West Side Story.
Holland Public Schools is committed to having really great performing arts programs. What's been the benefit of that for you as a student?
So for me, the benefit of being a part of the arts is being able to express yourself, not through something that's just athletically, but also in another area of like an extracurricular. Being a part of like things like vocals and theater just helps me learn like new life skills and meet new people who aren't a part of other clubs that you won't see anywhere else.
Yeah, I agree with his statement, and I also believe that it opens the opportunity for other people who want to go into music ed in college to get that experience while in high school so that they know that for sure that they want to do something music related.
Are you thinking you want to do music or the arts after college?
Definitely when I go into college, I'm thinking about joining like the male club and like anything performing wise, not for a career, but I want to continue music in my future and keep it something close with me.
Well, I'm going to college for elementary ed, but I think I want to get like a minor in musicality or some way.
When you think about your time at Holland Public Schools, both seniors and ready to graduate in another couple of weeks, how has Holland Public Schools been right for you?
Growing up in the Holland High School District from kindergarten through 12th grade, I've seen many students with different backgrounds, and a pleasure of that is that I've worked with teachers who understand your backgrounds and know you through who you are as a student, but also as someone outside of the classroom, whether it be a performing artist and also a student athlete. And I think Holland High School provides a lot of opportunities even when you leave the building.
I think Holland Public Schools really prides themselves in community. I feel like everyone at the school has a type of community that they can go to if they need support or anything like that. And I really appreciate that all the teachers, all the staff, and the students can come together and create like a community where other people feel welcomed.
Vocals on Broadway opens tomorrow. Give us the details.
Shows are Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday and Friday are 7 p.m. Saturday is at 4 p.m. Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for students. And you can get your tickets at
www.vocaldimensions.ludus.com.
Jakiya and Royce, break a leg this weekend.
Thank you.
See everybody this weekend.
If you want more information about Vocal Dimensions or any of the performing arts programs at Holland Public Schools, we invite you to visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.